Good morning, Stevie Corica.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Before we talk about Sydney FC, the Socceroos last night, their performance against Lebanon, 3-0. Martin Boyle, he looks as though he's got something about him.
Artie's brought him in from Scotland, and he's had a wonderful start to his Socceroos campaign and doing really well, scoring a couple of goals, setting up one. And he looks very lively as well. Quick player, very positive, and knows where the back of the net is, which is most important for the Socceroos.
Yeah, did you know much about him, Stevie?
No, to be honest, I didn't. Nothing really. So where they got him from in Scotland, there was another couple of players, Mark Milligan and Jamie McLaren, both playing at the same team. So they obviously found out that he's Australian, his dad's Australian, and given him a chance, and he's doing really well. Started very well.
Look, I probably got a bit carried away this morning. I said he could be a Socceroos superstar. There's text messages here, Steve, saying I'm on drugs, but
It's too early to say
which
that,
I'm
though.
not, but I'm
It's
just
been a
so
very
excited that
positive
some
start
bloke,
for him.
yeah, just excited that some bloke looks lively and, on your starting debut to come up with two goals
It's
when we
not easy.
struggle.
Exactly right. I think, to score two goals on your debut, in Australia as well. Doesn't really know the boys very much. He's just coming to the camp as well in Brisbane and then now in Sydney. And, he's obviously fitted in really well. Very positive guy, you can tell. Lively as well. And for me, he did a great job last night.
Yeah, he looks like he can anticipate space, and he's got that speed. I tell you what, though, Steve, you would have been happy with Ryan Grant making his debut for the Socceroos last night and fitted right in.
Really pleased for him. He was a 600 cap for Australia, so that's a great number for him. And he's very proud Aussie, and he had a great game as well last night. So I'm very, very proud of what he's done, and a great start for him too for the Socceroos.
Steve, one thing about your code is your guys always look so sharp. The beautifully tailored suits, the ties, the white shirts, right?
Well, here we go with these mullet
The beautiful gelled haircut, styled and coiffed to within an inch. Please give us an explanation for Ryan Grant's mullet.
Well, he likes it, so I don't think he's going to cut it at the moment. So, while he's winning and playing well, that's an important thing for a footballer as well. So, and he's getting a lot of hits on it at the moment. Everyone's commenting on it, so I think he likes that. But I don't want to take away from the fact that he's a great footballer as well, which is the most important thing. Obviously, the hair's getting a lot of momentum at the moment, but he's doing a great job for obviously for Sydney FC and now great game for Australia as well.
Yeah, it's a good way to stand out and become a fan favourite,
Well,
which
I
I'm
don't know
sure he
whether
is
it's a
with
good
the
way of
Sydney
standing.
FC fans out there in the cove. But how's your week been, Stevie? Because you've had a week off to freshen up and get ready for this clash on Sunday with Melbourne Victory.
It has been relaxed, actually, Laurie. It's been good. So we've had a week off. We've actually played a friendly game against his team on Sunday, it was. Then we had the fans' day after that, which was great. But I've freshened them up a little bit early in last week, and now, it's full focus on Melbourne. It's a massive game, the Big Blue. Our first home game at Kogarah, which is sold out, I hear. So that's fantastic. It's going to be a great atmosphere in there, and really looking forward to it, because these games against Melbourne, they're always really great games, end-to-end stuff and a lot of goals normally. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, they're starting to find a bit of form. They started off the year slowly, having lost their
They
first
did.
two games. But their last two games, they've been pretty convincing. I think they won 4-1 against the Central Coast Mariners. But what about,
They did.
they look as though they've picked up a great recruit in this Honda. How do you limit the impact
Good
of
player.
someone like that and the impact that he has on a game? How do you go about trying to stop that?
Well, we've got players to do that in our team. We want to close him down as quickly as possible. He's a talented player. Played over 100 games for Japan. He's a good player. We know what he's about. He started very well in the A-League as well. I think he scored a couple and set up most of their goals for Melbourne. So really, we look at stopping him, and we're stopping their goal source and their creative players. But again, talking about them, it's more about us and how we want to play. We're at home. We want to put on a great performance in front of our home crowd and play good football, score a lot of goals, and main thing is to win the game.
Is there something extra about taking on Melbourne Victory still?
Yeah, it is. Well, especially, yeah, for me, Wanderers wasn't around when I was playing, so this was always the big derby game against Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it's still very special for the boys playing Melbourne as well. There's always just it's good games, you know. There's a lot of energy, a lot of tackles going in. Everyone's really up for it, and this is a big game of the season as well. So the boys are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you were disappointed against Newcastle, Stevie. They scored a late goal. It was a 1-1 draw. What do you have to do well in this game, mate?
Well, I think in that game, we were very good defensively. We limited them to really hardly any chances until late in the game when we conceded from a set piece. So definitely, you know, we'll learn from that. We don't want to do that again. But, you know, the boys have been playing well. We're unbeaten start to the season. You know, 2 wins and 2 draws. All of pre-season, we've been unbeaten. So the boys are doing a fantastic job. It's just keep doing what they've been doing. But, you know, we're going to improve as well as the season goes along. We've got new players that have come in, fitted in really well, and they're getting better. And, you know, the boys are getting used to them and more combinations and stuff like that. So that's coming along really well. And you can see the improvement coming with the players. So it's about winning, though. This is a very important game for us to get 3 points at home.
Good on you, Steve. Always great to chat. Thanks for that input and good luck against Melbourne Victory. We urge everyone to get out there and support not only the Cove members, they come out in numbers, provide a great atmosphere there, but get out and support what is traditionally a great clash against the Melbourne Victory. Thanks, Steve Gorica.
See you guys.